First Chronicles, chapter 5. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but forasmuch as he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, and the genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright. For Yehuda prevailed above his brethren, and of him came the chief ruler, but the birthright was Joseph's. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Henoch, and Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Yoel, Shemaiah, his son, Gog, his son, Shimei, his son, Micah, his son, Reiah, his son, Baal, his son, Bera, his son, whom Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, carried away. He was prince of the Reubenites. And his brethren, by their families, when the genealogy of their generations was reckoned, were the chief, Yael and Zechariah. And Bela, the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Yoel, who dwelt in Aroer, even to Nebo and Baal-Meon. And eastward he inhabited to the entering in of the wilderness from the river Euphrates, because their cattle were multiplied in the land of Gilead. And in the days of Shaul they made war with the Hagarites, who fell by their hand, and they dwelt in their tents throughout all the east of Gilead. And the children of God dwelt over against them, in the land of Bashan, to Salcah. Yul the chief, and Shaphan the next, and Yaanai, and Shaphat in Bashan. And their brethren of the house of their fathers, Michael, and Meshulam, and Sheba, and Yorai, and Yechan, and Zia, and Heber, 7. These are the children of Abihail, of the son of Huri, the son of Yeruah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Yashishai, the son of Yado, the son of Buz, Ahi, the son of Abdiel, the son of Guni, chief of the house of their fathers. And they dwelt in Gilead in Bashan, and in her towns, and in all the suburbs of Sharon upon their borders. All these were reckoned by genealogies in the days of Jotham, king of Yehuda, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. The sons of Reuben, and the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh, of valiant men able to bear buckler and sword, and to shoot with bow, and skillful in war, 44,700 threescore, that went out to war. And they made war with the Hagarites, with Yetur, and Nephish, and Nodab. And they were helped against them, and the Hagarites were delivered into their hand, and all that were with them, for they cried to Yahweh in the battle, and he was entreated of them, because they put their trust in him. And they took away their cattle, of their camels 50,000, and of sheep 250,000, and of donkeys 2,000, and of men 100,000. For there fell down many killed, because the war was of Yahweh, and they dwelt in their place until the captivity. And the children of the half-tribe of Manasseh dwelt in the land, and they increased from Bashan to Baal Hermon, and Seir to Mount Hermon. And these were the heads of the houses of their fathers, even Epher, and Ishi, and Eliel, and Israel, and Jeremiah, and Hodaviah, and Yadiel, mighty men of valor, famous men, heads of the house of their fathers. And they transgressed against the Elohim of their fathers, and went a-whoring after the Elohim of the people of the land, whom Yahweh destroyed before them. And the Elohim of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, and the spirit of Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, and he carried them away, even the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Halah, and Habor, and Hara, and to the river Gozan, to this day. End of chapter 5.